Unlike an electric planer, you don't need to wait until the saw has stopped turning before you put it down, because the spring-loaded guard will flick back into place when you remove the saw from the work. But this means you have an additional safety check to carry out. Always make sure the guard is moving freely and springing back to its correct position before connecting the saw to the power supply. Click on the link below to see a basic SOP for a circular saw.